Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast. A podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Today my head is full of different thoughts. I read a lot of different articles about running the last few days. And I took time to reflect back on my running journey this year so far. But the main thing I want to talk about today is that running should not become your second full-time job. Since I'm starting my summer vacation these days, I even thought of not recording this week's episode. But you know what I said at the beginning of this year when I was talking about my goals? That I will try to record an episode each week for the whole year. So here it is, another episode from me, talking about running. But today I'll keep it shorter than usual. I need to pack for 10 days on an island. But it could be that I'm not gonna publish an episode next week. So before I dive more into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. When becoming more competitive and trying to run faster and further, running can soon become a second full-time job. Don't let it happen. Running should be something that makes us feel good, something we enjoy and love to do. But sometimes when we are chasing running goals, and if these goals are set too high, running can become more than just a hobby we have. When you start to feel that things are getting too serious, it's time to take a step back. So here are a few tips that can help you not making running your second full-time job. Don't overanalyze. As great as running watches are these days, it's not the best to be looking all the time at all the data. What I did lately, I turned off auto laps, so no beeps every kilometer with a split. At first it was a bit strange, but after a few runs I even stopped looking at my pace or splits, and I'm running more by feel. It's much more enjoyable and running makes more fun again. I know we all need a training plan that we follow, and in the training plan there are distances and paces we should be running to achieve the goal we set for ourselves. Still, try to run more by feel and less relying on data. In the end, effort is the only metric our body understands. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. There are many goals we can set to ourselves, but running each time faster than the last time we ran, well, there somewhere is a limit. So don't set up your goals too high. It should require hard work to reach them, yes, but don't make them impossible to reach. If you're training for a marathon, you won't be able to run a new personal best each time. It's even okay to run a marathon every now and then with friends as their personal pacer, just to support them and try to reach their goals. You can also try out other sports. Running isn't the only sport out there. Maybe you have a bike. Grab it and go out for a ride. Maybe you like to play football, basketball, or volleyball. So get together with some friends and try out something different or even something completely new. Spend more time observing. The nature around us is beautiful. And when was the last time you observed the surrounding while running? You'll find much more inner peace when doing so compared to just looking down at the data on your wrist. I'm sure there are many more things we as runners can do when running becomes too serious and we need to take a step back. Or I could dive more into the things I just talked about. But as I said, I need to pack for my summer vacation. Will I be running while away? Could be. I haven't decided yet. I will pack my running gear and a pair of running shoes, but still have no idea if I will go out for a run. I hope you all enjoy the warm weather and hot summer temperatures. Don't run too much in the heat. It's better to skip a run or two. You won't lose too much fitness, if any at all, and your body will be thankful. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!